Welcome, everybody. Share number 1233. Learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Baron Zis, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, Lerfur Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malka, Lerfur Shalema Leah Bas Cyril, getting back to Al Malach of Choresh plowing. So we've been talking about, the ground whereby there's a problem in reference to making a hole, making furrows, making grooves, and so on in the ground. So we said that falls under the melacha of choresh, plowing, be it as it may, whether it's a deraisa, drabanim, psikresha, but that's where it falls under. So the question now arises, what about a good, it's outside, it's a nice day, I want to take my little child outside in the carriage, right? I don't want to take him outside in the carriage, or possibly in a case in time, a place whereby one could ride a bike. We're not getting into how, if you could ride, when you could ride, how to ride, but would that be a problem of choresh? Would a carriage, taking a child out in the carriage, be a problem of choresh? Or possibly somebody in a wheelchair, an older person, gesundheit, that needs a wheelchair, but the problem is the wheels of these vehicles that we just mentioned, those wheels are pressing down the dirt, right? So maybe that's a problem. We said the last few shiurim, you can't schlep a barrel, you can't schlep a heavy chair, you can't schlep a heavy table, these type of things on a dirt ground where it's, basically softish, whereby it's a psikresha, where inevitably it's going to make a groove, make a hole in the ground. So maybe we'll tell you, listen, you can't take, if you're outside in the country area, right? So you can't take the child outside if he needs a carriage. His kid can't walk yet. You need a carriage. How could you take the kid in the carriage? It's a dirt ground. You'll be pressing down the ground. How could you take the person outside in the wheelchair? The wheels will be pressing down on the dirt. So maybe they should stay home. So, okay. So the answer is, in general, the Sefer Yisra Alachas brings down, Sefer Lamites Malachas, they bring down in general, the Poiskim are Makel because of the fact they do say it's not a problem because of the fact it's a different type of thing. We said the word pressing down, koivesh, they use the word koivesh, it's like, like pressing it down as opposed to scraping it, right? When somebody does plowing, whether it's by machine, let's say during the week, by machine or with a spoon, they use the tools for planting, whatever. They're scraping, they're scraping, grinding, scraping. But over here, you're not doing that. It's a different thing. You're just pressing down the dirt as you go. It's just being pressed down. It's just, you might be hardening the dirt. If anything, you're making it worse, but you're not like scraping it or making grooves or making holes in the ground whereby you could put in seeds or these type of things. So that's what the Poskim say, just to read from the Sefer Eitzra Alochas, how he brings it down. The mice of various different farm bring it down like that. Also, he says, that's Reivu Achroinim, the most of the Achroinim would say, the Mutal Ha'ilech Agola, Al Gabe Karka, you would be allowed to go on a dirt ground with a wagon type thing. What do we mean? Could go in, for example, like taking a little child in a carriage or so on, or possibly for an older person, like we said, a wheelchair, in a place and time where there's an Erev, of course, in these type of things. Or possibly on Yom Tov. Let's say on Yom Tov there's no Erev, so you don't need an Erev on Yom Tov, right? So Yom Tov, I want to go out. Because all these halachas, in general, most of the halachas that we talk about on Shabbos do apply to Yom Tov also. In Bezrus Hashem, maybe one day when we get to the halachas of Yom Tov itself, we will see, obviously, there are some distinctions, but in general, the main guideline, the main crux, the main, track of the malachas go down by Yom, go through Yom Tov. Also, so in a case in time, but carrying, one could carry, right? But the problem of Choresh, the Isser, the Malacha of Choresh would still apply. So let's say Yom Tov to take out a baby in a carriage, no problem. Taking out an older person in a wheelchair, no problem. Because again, these things that are pressing down, Kevin, he says, Kevin to Einay Oisaguma, they're not making a hole. The Charitz, the Guma, the Charitz, they're not making a hole or a groove or a furrow or whatever. It's only pressing down the dirt. Okay, so that's the bottom line on that. He brings down the Sefer Lamites Malachas on the bottom, and Nais Yod Ches. I'm not going to start naming them off. A whole bunch of poskim that say it's no problem. There are those who are machmer, but Lamaisi does end off from the Ksaisa Shulchan Shasim Lemaisa, the Lemaisa Nispashet Aminig, the Minig by Klal Yisrael is Lahater Vahanach Lahem Yisrael. The Minig by Klal Yisrael is when it comes to wheelchairs, what do you call it, anything with wheels on it, carriages or the like, even though it's a dirt ground, we tell you it's no problem and leave Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's Motor and finish, you don't have to come on to Chumers, extra Chumers. Okay, moving along. Another interesting question brings down the Sefer Yetzirah Halacha is, am I allowed to sit on a chair, right? I'm sitting outside on a dirt ground, I'm sitting on a chair, but one second, I sit down in the chair, I weigh 150 pounds, let's say, right? So now I'm pushing the legs, the bottom of the chair is now pressing down into the dirt. So I'm actually making holes over here. So, okay, you'll say, by the carriage. So, okay, at least it's going. It's making a furrow. And that's but over here, I'm almost pressing down with as I'm my full body weight. And I made now four holes, even though I pressed it down. But I made now four holes in the ground. Am I allowed to sit on a chair that's on a dirt ground? So brings down the Sefer Yetzirah Halacha. It's also interesting that Mutar Leishev Al Gabei Kiseh, one would be allowed to sit on a chair, Afal Pisha Raglav Koveshes Bekarka, even though the legs of the chair are pressing down the dirt, in this dirt ground. Okay, why? He says, the Ein Isra Ella, Kesha Oysa Charitz, Veloi Kevoshes. In other words, there's no Isra, again, the same, we're going to go along with the same thing that we said before with the carriage. There's no Isra only when one makes a Charitz, a mamish, making a hole. I have intention, I make a hole, or I'm doing an action by making a hole, but not, again, not the pressing down of the dirt. I didn't go and dig a hole when I schlepped the chair, right? So now I'm just digging it up. I'm not pressing it down. I'm just digging it up. I make the furrow and you see the dirt gets pushed on the side when you're schlepping the chair. Over here, that same dirt is there. Nothing was ever left a place. I just pushed it down a little bit further down into the ground in four places whereby the four legs of the chair are because of the fact that I sat on the chair. So that's that, but he brings down an interesting thing, but one should be careful, the Zosh Loilet Sadadei Lamidai Shoveh. One should be careful not to start schlepping the chair back and forth. You know, sometimes a person sitting on the chair might not be so comfortable or whatever, start, you know, schlepping it on the ground one way, schlepping it on the ground another way, and whereby now you're going to be start making holes. He says, that one should be careful to do when sitting. To sit on the chair is fine, but just to go ahead, start moving it back and forth to straighten it out and a little more comfortable or whatever. And by that, by doing that, one will be making mamish grooves and charitz and so on, and the furrows in the ground, that one should be careful not to do. And he says, interesting, that's the same type of thing that we spoke about a few shiurim ago. He says, it's Sefer Yetzirah Halacha, in Ois Chaf, that goes in conjunction with, like, with the barrel. We spoke about with the barrel brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Asa Letzadeit, Chovis Mole, full barrel on the ground, not to start straightening out a barrel on the ground, schlepping it, and so on. The same type of thing when it comes to a chair. Just sitting on is fine, but not to start schlepping it, you know, moving back and forth, straightening it out. Thank you for listening. Aslach, Amracha, Kol Tuv.